This is program number LW2229. Well, it happened during the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln were there at the second anniversary meeting of what was called the Christian Commission, whatever that was. It was in February 1864 in the chamber of the House of Representatives. Hi, this is Larry West. At the close of that anniversary meeting, Chaplain C. McCade, who had been a prisoner in the Confederate Libby prison at Winchester, Virginia, sang a song he had taught the prisoners during the war. It made one tremendous impact upon the audience. Everyone joined in on the chorus. And before the last notes died away, there was a voice in the audience requesting that it be sung again. It was the voice of none other than President Lincoln. This time, the audience stood as it joined in singing the chorus. Lincoln sang, and as Lincoln sang, tears streamed down his cheeks. He had Chaplain McCade come to the White House after that and sing it again during a reception. He had him come back time and time again on different occasions during the Civil War and lead everyone in the song. When President Lincoln was assassinated on April 14, 1865, Chaplain McCade again sang the song. It was really a hymn. He sang it at the funeral service in Chicago and again in Springfield, where Lincoln was buried. It was apparently Lincoln's most favorite song, one that moved him to tears more than just a few times. The song came to be known as the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Julia Ward Howe is the one who wrote it. One autumn day in 1861, she toured the Potomac battlefront and was moved to write it. As she looked around to see the men squatting near the campfires, their guns by their sides, fear in their eyes and hope in their hearts, she was moved to write a song of hope. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Today, step into the shoes of not just Julia Ward Howe standing there seeing the picture of war, but step into the heart of Abraham Lincoln. For four long years, Lincoln leaned on God as their only hope. These are the words. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim of flaring lamps. His day is marching on. I have read the fiery gospel writ in burnished rows of steel. As ye deal with my contemner, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Lincoln championed the song, for it was a song of hope in the midst of despair. You know, it's when things get serious that people finally turn to that Christ born across the sea. When things get discouraging, it's then you want someone to tell you that Jesus is the one who holds the victory banner. He's the one who has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. It's while hope seems to stop that you want someone to shout, "Not so. Our God is marching on." Listen, if you're kind of down and out today, if it looks like there is no hope, no cure, no way out, if you don't think life can go on and things can be brighter tomorrow, I'm here to tell you today, you've got a God who is on the march. And if you don't see him now when you're in the depths of despair, it's possible you'll never see him your whole life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Thanks be to God, so says the Bible, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.